Hi, this is Amy Burchard from Lehigh University doing audio glass on soundbite number 536. What's striking to me at first about this quote is that Skylar doesn't blame anyone. No one is right in his idea here. He has a filmmaker speeding down the road recklessly, and these upholders of the rules and ideals are almost dishonest as they lie in wait to catch these filmmakers screwing up. It's interesting, too, that these upholders of scholarly rules and ideals, as he calls them, he doesn't really identify who that is. Could be historians, could be film critics. And I would say that at least among the first on the scene are the film critics and reviewers, and where exactly do they fit in? If we're going to further carry on Skylar's metaphor, are they like the ambulance chasing lawyers? It's not really clear from this, or are they in fact the upholders? I think that they certainly try. We see over and over reviewers trying to catch the filmmakers screwing up, making mistakes with their historical content there. And who in fact should be the upholders of the scholarly rules and ideals? Should it be the film critics or the historians? It seems that it would have to be both, since it is kind of a hybrid topic. And Skylar doesn't seem to commit to one or the other. I mean, we definitely find the film critics lying in wait as if to jump on these filmmakers in their inaccuracies. And just a note, as this relates to Silkwood, my project, Buzz Hirsch was one of the producers of Silkwood, and he was certainly not just a scofflaw. I mean, he was willing to go to jail to protect the research that he had done, which was not reckless, and yet the film was still not perfect.